Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. It's Karen's birthday. We all got to go.
Everyone can jump up me. Thank you. I'm very comfortable in my seat.
Also, I would like to point out that Sarah just doesn't like you because she wouldn't jump.
She wouldn't do it for me. Not on my 40th, not ever.
Maybe on your 50th.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez.
We've got some breaking news since it is Taryn Daly's birthday celebration.
Woo! Happy birthday, Taryn. Happy birthday, Taryn. Happy birthday.
You know, Taryn, I thought you should get one more chance in your 30s to try to beat Migs.
No.
You have tried twice, I believe.
Yes.
And you have epically failed both times.
Yes.
So I think your last time as 39 years old, you're going to take on Mr. Migs.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is way too much pressure.
No, it's perfect.
With age comes wisdom. Oh, this could be the one.
This could be the one. Let's find out. Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, our very own Taryn Daly has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions.
I like her face right now. She's so mad.
Are you so mad at us?
I'm so freaked out.
You look freaked out. Well, you have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of Barbie's male companion?
Ken.
Yes. Who was the overly cheery neighbor on The Simpsons who Homer can't stand?
Oh, my God. It was not a Simpsons watcher. Skip.
Ooh. What is the first line?
Flanders? Ned Flanders.
Correct. Ken. What is the first line of our national anthem?
Oh, say, can you see?
Yes. What chip company uses the slogan, for the bold?
Lay's?
No.
Doritos?
Correct. Angelina Jolie plays which Disney villain in the live adaptation?
Maleficent?
Wow, yes. What kind of animal is the main character in the novel Black Beauty?
A horse.
Yes. What U.S. president is on the $20 bill?
Oh my God, pass. I don't know.
The two planets that do not have any moons are Venus and what?
Mars?
No.
Saturn?
No.
Uranus?
No. Ugh. Nick, Joe, and Kevin form what pop rock band?
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. What decade did the musical film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang come out?
The 60s.
Correct. What U.S. president is on the $20 bill?
I don't know.
Taryn!
Woo.
You got 8 correct. That is the best.
I doubled my last score of 4.
Yes. So the first time you played, you got 2.
Yep.
The second time you played, you got 4.
I keep doubling.
And this time you got 8. Oh my gosh. I really, really hope you win.
Oh my word, Steve.
There's a chance, people. There's a chance.
Oh no. Okay. She did good?
She did pretty
better
good.
Better than last time.
You should feel a little bit of pressure. And Danny, you're usually on Steve's side, but you cannot not be on the birthday girl side, right?
Let's go, Darren! Woo!
Sorry, Steve.
What in the flying F?
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
What is the name of Barbie's male companion?
Ken.
Correct. Who is the overly cheery neighbor on The Simpsons that Homer can't stand?
Oakley Dokley, Ned Flanders.
Correct. What is the first line of our national anthem?
I almost said Jose. Oh, say, can you see?
Yes. Jose. What chip company uses the slogan for the bold?
That's Doritos.
Correct. Angelina Jolie plays which Disney villain in the live adaptation?
Cruella de Vil?
No.
Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Moana?
No. What kind of animal is the main character in the novel Black Beauty?
That's a horse.
Correct. What U.S. president is on the $20 bill?
Washington.
No.
Is that Roosevelt?
No.
Jackson.
Wow, yes. The two planets that do not have any moons are Venus and what?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Neptune?
No.
Earth.
No. Nick, Joe, and Kevin form what pop rock band?
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, you know it. What decade did the musical film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang come out?
70s.
No.
60s?
Yes. It's too late. And Steve, you got 7 correct, which means you lose 8-7. All down for them. All down for them. You suck. You suck.
We can cancel the party on Sunday because that was the greatest birthday gift of all.
I'd like to say that was my birthday gift to you, but I was so fired up to be like, I just ruined your birthday, and now I can't say that.
Oh, boy.
Good game. Great fist bump, baby. That was a good one.
I'm so proud of you.
My heart is pounding out of my chest.
And also, I jumped for literally 2 seconds, and I need water. I don't know how you guys do this.
Someone just texted, get it, you old lady.
Yeah, that's right.
From Marty and Helm.
Wow. I mean, the only one that you guys both got wrong, the two planets have no moons, are Venus and Mercury.
And
what was the adaptation question? I didn't understand what the hell you were talking about.
Angelina Jolie plays which Disney villain in the live adaptation?
Maleficent.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
And if you were in here for the first one, she said adoption, so it's...
I definitely said that word wrong for sure. But Tara knew what I was talking about. And I was very impressed you guys all knew the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we're very excited about my birthday party. But there's another big party happening on February 7th. That is the Men's Room Lager launch party. The guys are going to be doing the show live at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville that day. And you can get full info on the party over at KISW.com. Migs, is there a band that you just wish would reunite, even though you know that it's probably never going to happen?
The one that pops into my head is Faith No More. I've seen them a couple times, thankfully, but then I kept hearing that they're not getting back together. But then recently on social media, I think maybe there's some bills they need to pay because I'm hearing there's rumors that they might get back together again. But that of bands that I'm a fan of that actually have living members, that's the first one I thought of.
A band that I absolutely love. Their guitarist is kind of breaking my heart right now, saying that they will never get back together again, even though he's still jamming with one of the other members. We're going to tell you who it is after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rush guitarist Alex Lifeson.
Uh-oh, we have some breaking news, Taryn Daly.
Is it Rush guitarist Alex Lifeson?
Nope, but it's something else for your...
It's time to dance.
Yes, it is the big 40th birthday celebration for Taryn Daly, and we've had some friends chime in and wish you a happy birthday earlier this morning. A true Seahawks legend, a Coug great, Marcus Trufant, wished you a happy birthday, and some would say we saved the best for first.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all going to go downhill from there, but no. I would say we saved the best for second.
Oh, no.
And this is another birthday greeting for you, our friend, Taryn Daly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 2, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 40. Happy birthday, love you.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Geno
that
Smith
is working.
Called your son Barrett.
Oh my gosh. What a little counter.
I love that was his birthday greeting.
Let me count to 40.
I'm going to count to 40.
Show you how it's done.
Just to illustrate how old my mom is and how long it takes to count to 40.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thanks, yes. Baby Barrett. Alex Lifeson
One,
is
two,
the...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Alex Lifeson is the guitarist for Rush, and he has said that he's not really interested in any sort of a Rush reunion since Neil Peart's passing 5 years ago this month. He told Classic Rock magazine that R40 was kind of like the pinnacle of touring as the three.
Yes.
And that it just wouldn't really make sense or feel right to continue on.
As much as we give you a hard time about your obsession with the band Rush, when Neil passed away, there was that moment of, like, selfishly, I was just like, you know, I kept putting off going to see Rush live. Never saw them live, and every time they come, something happened. I was like, catch them next time. They're not going to be done anytime soon. Obviously, none of us expected that Neil was going to pass away. Yeah. And once that happened, I was like, I would have loved to have seen them live.
And I think for a lot of people, they thought that it could be Dave Grohl, it could be Danny Carey, and luckily those guys.
Any of those Primus drummers.
Any of the Primus guys that are auditioning right now. Yeah. But I think we had an opportunity to see Alex and Geddy perform together again at the Taylor Hawkins tribute.
Yes.
Which was so cool, but I think that they just don't want to be what they would say is like a top Rush tribute band if they were to bring in a new drummer.
And also we got to see them at that South Park. When South Park, the cartoon, they got together and they did like a live performance at Red Rocks where they performed all the songs. And of course, the dude from Primus, Les Claypool, because he's a big part of the South Park music. He was there and Primus were there. And then they jumped up on stage and performed with one of the members of South Park. I can't remember if it was Matt or Trey. And then also the drummer of Primus was playing the drums. And that was kind of cool
to see.
It's
super cool.
Yeah.
So, and apparently Geddy and Alex, they still get together once a week and jam together. And I also read in Geddy's book that they record what they do.
So they should start like a new band. Like maybe it's like acoustic and they call it Hush.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, that was bad.
But, you know, sometimes it just doesn't make sense for a band to continue on.
So maybe not continue as Rush, but would you be I think that'd be pretty sweet if all of a sudden they were like, look, we've been recording stuff. We, you know, because so many people get all mad whenever a band gets back together when like the singer passes or whatever. Like, you should just go by a different name, Linkin Park or Alice in Chains. I disagree with that.
Yeah.
But in this situation, if you don't want to call yourself Rush, I respect that. That's your
For
band.
Sure.
That's your history. But it would be freaking cool if they decided, hey, we grabbed this drummer, whoever it may be, and we've recorded some new stuff. And Rush fans, you're going to love it. And
yeah.
We're going to play some Rush songs maybe. But we're also going to do some stuff that is not Rush.
I think that'd be amazing. Yeah. And Alex Lifeson does have a side project. They're called Envy of None. And I think they're about ready to release their second album. So they're both out there still doing things.
Yeah.
But I just think the feeling isn't right for it to be Rush anymore. And that's okay.
One band I like to see get back together, Kiss. Just to piss off everybody because they did that big, they did that giant years-long farewell tour.
What year was their first farewell tour?
I think it was, it's hard to tell. I know the reunion tour happened in the late 90s.
Yeah.
I got to go to that one when they put the makeup back on. The farewell tour, I think, we might be going 15, 20 years strong, for all I know.
Yeah. Might be back, you never know. Have you ever been to a home or a popular location that was ever featured in a movie or a TV show?
I have, and the crazy part is I just read, it was a Seattle-based place, and it was recently sold.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We're going to find out all about it at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I was absolutely obsessed with The Real World when it was in Seattle.
I'm so sorry, but we have some breaking news. As all morning long, we are celebrating your 40th birthday party.
Oh, God.
Towers. She got birthday candles. Blow them out. She got birthday candles. Blow them out. Everybody at the party starts to gather round. Puffin', puffin'.
We're celebrating your 40th a little early because it's this Sunday, but we'll be celebrating on Sunday at Tony V's in Everett starting at 7 p.m. Hopefully all the Rock Hogs could join us. We're all going to be there celebrating our friend Taryn Daly's birthday, but somebody wanted to leave you a birthday message this morning.
Oh, Lord.
Well, the time has come once again to recognize that one special someone in our lives whom without we wouldn't know what to eat each day, how to dress ourselves, or even what to do when we got home in the afternoon without her guidance and her tutelage. We certainly love the fact that someone plans all that out for us. Thank you, Taryn. And on your birthday, how did you learn to do all of this for everybody in 40 short years? I think it's amazing. Happy birthday, honey.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Taryn made another appearance.
He's back. Aw, thanks, husband.
That's from Brad. Oh. Is it just me, though? Did it seem like also like a not so subtle way of saying that you kind of nag them to do everything?
I absolutely.
Like
do.
What to eat, what to dress, and what to do when everybody gets home in the afternoon.
You know what we're going to do when we get home? We're going to do some chores, Brad, and here's your list. Get it done.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. So back when The Real World was in Seattle, that was probably peak reality TV for me, Steve Miggs. And I know you were like in the epicenter of it all.
You and me both. I'll never forget it.
Live on a pier. Work together.
107.78.
Have their lives taped.
Find out what happens
when people stop being polite.
Start getting real.
The real world.
That actually just took me down like memory lane, just hearing all that, because I got a job working at the End when I first moved out here. It was like late 90s. And then 2 months after I got the job, there was a big staff meeting. And they're like, everyone get together. And then they said, we have big news. MTV's The Real World is coming to Seattle. I'm like, and I was obsessed with The Real World. And not,
Ryan Castle has just joined us with a bottle of champagne and a balloon. Thanks, Ryan.
Nothing hits like champagne at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Perfect.
Let me tell you.
Perfect.
Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. Thank you, Ryan Castle.
I was like, what is that?
It's like, what the hell just happened behind us? All right. So it was like 2 months into working over at the End, and then they're like, the real world's coming, and they're working here. And I was like, mind blown. And it was awesome, man. They were there. Seattle hated them. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
People had shirts that said Seattle thinks the real world sucks, and they would show up wherever they would be just to protest this corporate entity showing up to our small town.
So edgy.
I mean, such a time capsule when you think about it. But it was a blast, and one of the things I got to do while working there was get to know some of them. They were all really nice. One of my favorites was this girl, Rebecca. She was kind of quiet on the show, but blonde girl.
Yeah.
She was awesome. Like, she was way more talkative when, like, you know, the cameras weren't on, but she was pretty chill. But I remember, like, they all had us over at their house, which was the pier on Pier 70. And we're all hanging out. I'll never forget. It was like the first time I ever got to go to the house. It was also
the time that I got kicked out of going to the house.
Oh. What did you do, Steve?
Well, us, a couple of the people that I work with, and a couple of the members of the cast decided to hang outside of the pier and smoke some weed together. And one of the directors caught wind of it because the cameras follow you everywhere. We didn't realize the cameras were on us as we're smoking a joint. And then we look over and there's a camera on you. And we're like, oh, crap. And then all of a sudden someone comes over and says, you guys need to talk to the producer. And like, you need to leave. This can't happen. Blah, blah, blah. We can't have that. They are very mad about that.
So then did you start protesting the show after that experience?
I instantly bought a Seattle Thanks to Real World Suck shirt.
I used to get so excited, though, seeing the footage of them up and down the pier.
Yeah.
The fact that they were at the time, like my favorite radio station. That was just so cool.
It was awesome. And also like going to all the random clubs, like the Showbox and the Crocodile. Like I thought it was such a fun time.
So that Pier 70, iconic, it actually just sold to Landmark Event Company for $11 million.
Damn, I told you it should have been higher.
Yeah.
Apparently, in 2024, the valuation, though, was $37 million. So they got it at a pretty sweet deal, I would say.
You know it.
Yeah. 206-803-ROCK, have you ever been to a home or a popular location that was ever featured in a movie or a TV show? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix.
Have you ever visited a home or a popular location that was featured in a movie or a TV show? 206-803-ROCK. Colleen in Tacoma, tell us where you work that people would remember from a movie.
So I currently work at the Brown Castle, which was featured in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Awesome.
Great movie.
I know. I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, and it was my favorite movie when it came out. I would watch it on VHS all the time, and I never in a million years thought I would be working there.
What do you do there?
I'm an English teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
Question for you then. Have you done the tour? Because apparently there's a tour of Stadium High School that you could do. I think it's a company called Pretty Gritty. Like $35. You could go after hours. Of course, you're not going while kids are in school. But you check out what's that?
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was going to plug them. Pretty Gritty Tours is amazing. So yeah, once a month they do a tour of the school and you go from the attic to the basement and in the, it's like a luggage thing. So back when it was going to be a hotel, you would get off the train and then they would take your luggage and put it through a tunnel and it would meet you at the top. So
what?
I mean, like cool history. Yeah.
It's funny because I have a couple buddies that have done it. And one of my buddies, I'm pretty sure, does not like anything. And he was like, man, I got to be honest. That was a really cool tour.
It's amazing.
I think we got to go to Colleen's class if we ever take the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a blast.
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever been to a home or a location featured in a movie or a TV show? Rob from Polsbo, what was the spot you got to check out?
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Vazik's Horseshoe Pub in New York City. It's from Crocodile Dundee. The scene where Mick grabs the guy by the crotch to test if he's a man or not.
So did you go there because you were a fan of Crocodile Dundee, or were you there and then you found out that that was the same spot?
I was a huge fan of the movie, awesome. And I still am today. So I was visiting my daughter in New York. She's at school there. We travel down to this seedy part of town. I walk in the door, and the dude holds up his hand, and me being a dumb kid from the Northwest, I go to give him a high five. He's like, no, man, your ID.
High five, dude.
Do you go to places and, like, scout them out to see if there's anything like that? Oh, I'm in San Francisco. I should find out where, like, the Full House is or something like that.
I don't do it with TV shows or anything. I do it with breweries. I'm like, I need to find the cool brewery in town.
Someone texted about like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And says, I know it's not.
Nice.
I'm guilty of that. Like when I go to a different town, I will try and find places that I might have seen on television.
Yes.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Rose from Tacoma, you've been to a bunch of spots from homes and movie locations.
Yes, I have. Happy birthday, Taryn.
Thanks, Rose.
So I've been to the Goonies house several times. I even got the opportunity to meet the previous owner and go inside and tour
That's
the
cool.
house and see photos from before she renovated it. I've been to the Christmas Story house in Cleveland. I've been to one of the houses from Stranger Things, and I have been to the Buffalo Bill house from Silence of the Lambs.
Ooh, creepy.
Oh, so you saved the weirdest for last right there.
206-803-ROCK. Tyrone from Puyallup, tell us about the home that you visited.
So it was a few years ago. First of all, happy birthday, Miss Taryn.
Thank you.
A few years ago, I went out to Cobain's house with some friends, and we're there, and this SUV pulls up, and this dude gets out, and the lady driving the SUV says, "Hey, do you want to get pictures with him?" And I was like, "No, I don't know who this is." And
this is awkward.
"This is the original drummer from Nirvana," and I didn't believe him. So as they're standing there talking to my friends, I'm Googling him, and dang, if it wasn't the, I don't remember his name. But like from before they went big, it was their very original drummer.
They've had a few. I know it wasn't, I don't think it was Chad Channing, but there was a few drummers before him even.
That is awesome, though.
Do you think that guy's just hanging out in a van waiting for people to show up to the house to check it out? He's like, "Quick, let's get over there. Photo opportunity. Maybe I could get $5.
Guys, I'm here."
Yeah. "Hello, fellow Nirvana fans. It is me.
Rockaholics, I am so proud of myself. I beat Steve this morning at 6:50 in the game of Beat Migs.
You brought me back to 500.
It felt so good.
I don't like it.
And I'd like to keep this streak going. And if you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room, that could give you a significant advantage in the next game. Steve's got 13 wins, 13 losses, and 2 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.